The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 308. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going? Not on camera today. We'll see if we can fix it.
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Brett Murdoch.
What's up, everybody? For the first time.
Adam Vale.
Super Free Sunday, Halloween edition.
Yeah, right. Tricks, man. No treats. Yeah, and Brian Manjoma.
What up? What up? What up?
What is going on, people? All right. By the way, no, we're not late because of daylight savings time. We're late because of some technical motherfucking difficulties, man. Holy shit. Holy shit.
And I'm just praying here something doesn't go wrong on my end.
Yeah. So you guys let us know how everything's looking, how everything's sounding, because we're streaming things a little different tonight. Just out of necessity. We need to get the show out there, you know? Yes,
there we go.
I think we're good now. I'm looking at it on my end. Looks good. Looking good. You know, what's going on, people? All right. Let's get some things out of the way before we start. Next gen November, man. Next gen.
Oh, November. Yeah.
Our latest contest, because we had the illest contest of all time, the greatest contest, the most spectacular contest where
the
we give away a free
to rule them all.
Yeah, the contest to end all contest. You know, we give away a free next gen console, we give away a free PS5 to You Should Know Me Too, aka These Nuts. He will be enjoying that. But we were like, yo, hold up, bro. We can't just leave it at that, man. We got to have more. You know, we got to go like maybe not bigger, but just as hard. So for the entire month of November, we're going to be giving away a free next-gen game every single Thursday on Throwdown, except for the last week of November. That's going to be on a Wednesday, you know? So we already got the contest up at Throwdown Show. Check out the pinned tweet. Oh, we keep it even simple. We're not even asking you shit this time. Just reply to it with hashtag TD next-gen November. If you want to say something, go ahead, you know, and you'll be entered to win. Only got to do it once, people. You know, if you enter twice, we're going to catch you, man. We're going to catch you. We're going to cash into the fires of Mordor. We ain't taking that shit, you know.
Whoa. Family show. Taking
yeah. yeah, I know. It's going to be cool, man. We already got a bunch of people replying to it. So it should be a lot of fun, you know. But I'm going to say this, just teasing right now. That still won't be the last giveaway we have this year, people. More coming. Say it right now, you know. I mean, here's a little clue, which is probably a kind of giveaway. There is a game we probably would have given out this month, which ain't coming out this month anymore. So we're giving away next month.
We're giving free Costco coupons.
Oh, Costco for life.
I'm fucking drinking.
Yo, man.
Someone's dying, man.
Now some physical difficulties right now.
Jesus Christ, man. I wasn't even alcohol. It's just water, you know? Anyway, I'm still not fucking ready, man. This shit is crazy tonight.
We're not going to have the Chirons today because I'm running things on my end.
So. Oh, yeah, that's right. I was getting ready with the fucking Chirons. I don't have to worry about that shit. Mm. All right, so let's fucking get into it, man. First question of the night. Also, our featured question of the night. Mr. Mob Hits. So his question is, rumors say that the PlayStation 5 has an unrevealed secret feature. What do you think it could be? Bro, let's stop the bullshit. Stop with the secret sauce nonsense.
Yo, man, what is this secret sauce stuff? Come on.
Thank you for giving us an idea for the featured image, but this is bullshit, dude. This is complete, utter bullshit. We know everything about the console. We know everything about both of them. There's no secrets. That's it. It's all out there, you know?
Where would this rumor come from, by the way?
Some asshole, you know? The same place all these rumors come from. Some guy who's bored at home just throwing shit out there saying he has an insider and people believe in him because they want to believe him, you know? So I'm not even going to speculate. Oh, what could it be? Because it's so fucking ridiculous, you know? There you go, man. That's the secret sauce right there. Stop, you know?
Yo, man, that's the secret sauce.
Yeah. Is it just me, or do you notice the OBS studio template? Like, it's not. Yeah, well, it's different. I'm not the one streaming it tonight. It's Carlos. So,
yeah, different here. This was literally not even last minute. This was last second, and I haven't.
Last second.
I haven't hosted the show in over a year. And yeah, things change between now and then. So, it's not going to be perfect, but. You know, yeah. Got to deal with it.
Oh,
Adam Morth, right? Hashtag deal with it, man.
did we even give you the original the new intro and all that stuff?
I doubt it.
I just started whatever I had. All
right. Listen, we were fucking late. We had to get this shit done, you know. Yeah. But how's the sound, people? How's the sound? That's what I'm most worried about, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The only thing, you know, running in and looking at it, the only thing is. Tony, you look kind of pixelated when I went.
Yeah,
you
do.
And I was like, ooh. It's like, this, I don't know if it's my end or your end. So I'm just going to leave it like these, the six bars here, the six little spaces. I think it looks more refined.
Yeah, hold on. Chris's message. He's not sure if I got his message. Like, I did get his message. We were just having some fucking, the Titanic was sinking, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's move on. That next question is, of course, Mob Hits, I love you, but that first question is stupid.
Damn!
You know? Yo, man, you can't do Mob Hits like that.
Yeah, no, I'm not dissing Mob Hits. I'm dissing the question, not Mob Hits, understand? Because it's like, bro, like, who is coming up with this nonsense, you know? Anyway, moving
on. And then at the same time, it's like, why is it there always has to be some sort of secret ability that these things have? I mean, to be honest, the whatever ability that we've ever talked about with it is supposedly that fancy SSD controller that those guys got. So, but I mean, that's only just going to affect load times, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yo, by the way.
Anyway, mm-hmm. Yeah, what's up?
You know, I was talking about like I haven't configured things for a while. If you look at the stream on Twitch and you look at the bottom right.
Yeah.
There's the little space for the Google Hangouts, like where Tony was.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh, wow. All right.
This is Google Hangout. No wonder.
No wonder. Oh, no. All right.
All right. Let's move on because we got a lot of questions tonight, despite the technical difficulties. All right. Next up, we got Mr. Tumeke, NZ, New Zealand. Yo. You know, his first question is, which next gen console design path do you prefer? Evolution of existing design with Xbox's tried and true design focus on power, controls, UI, and backwards compatibility, or revolution with PlayStation's focus on high clocks and super fast IO over power, new UI, and controller quote unquote gimmicks. So what do you guys prefer? More of like, hey, let's make what we have better, or let's try something new. I don't even see PlayStation doing anything new except for the controller, though, to be honest.
I was thinking, but they're not really being innovative.
Yeah, I mean, neither of them are. Let's just be real. But no one's really revolutionizing things to that. Maybe the controller, but you know, we haven't really gotten our hands on that yet. So we'll see about that. You know, but they're kind of both. The only big difference I see is like PlayStation's focusing on giving you at least games that are only on PlayStation, whereas Xbox is like, hey, we got a bunch of old shit you could play on our system. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, so it depends on which one of those you prefer, you know? New games or old games is what it really comes down to. I like new games.
It's going to be what it's about. I mean, that's about what it's about right now because Halo kind of flopped.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I think Halo flopping is giving them, you know, the perception that they just have nothing to release because they don't have any of those big, you know, system sellers. And it's kind of funny. To round back on that after many years with the Switch. But yeah, man, you have to have a system seller. You can't just release a good machine.
Brett, you know what's funny? If you look at the actual packaging the Xbox comes in, the Xbox box, it has Halo Infinite all around it. That was supposed to be showcase game. Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy. All right, what about the rest of you guys? Which approach do you prefer, Xboxes or PlayStations, at least for launch?
I go with Xbox only because then I can play all my old shit. And if we all know there's not going to be that many strong titles at launch, at least I can continue playing a lot of the shit that I was playing, or even some of the older games to see if they sped up a little better. Because I was hearing that other games, even with the Rockstar Table Tennis and some other ones, have almost no load time.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's That's, I mean, for me, that's something that's pretty cool, especially, you know, Xbox has a ton of freaking backwards compatibility to Xbox, Xbox 360, and Xbox One. Yeah. But I don't know, even though I still think that the launch lineups, both of them are pretty weak. They're weak. You know, I still, you know, Miles Morales, even though it's a PS4 game, and Demon's Souls, which is a remake, is more enticing than when Microsoft is the games that Microsoft is pulling out at launch day. So I guess that by de facto, I mean, you know, I'm grasping at straws here, so I'm gonna have to go with that.
Yeah, Brian.
I don't know. It's, again, I don't quite fully understand the question, really.
Well, it's, how do I say this? There's a little bit faulty logic in there, because the word revolution I don't think should be used, because PlayStation's not really exactly revolutionizing anything, you know, at least from what we see from the outside, you know?
Well, the one thing about revolutionizing things is changing this is also sometimes mean changing the standard. But as this point in time, we realize that a lot of changing the standard also means a lot of work for people who actually make the game. So you kind of have to stay in the same line of things and kind of innovate in other locations besides the actual system architecture.
Yeah. All right.
So I would say go with the sort of Sony thing, where essentially take currently existing technology but add something additional to it to kind of give it a little bit of an extra something that might assist in helping it, but something that's not so foreign to developers that they can't utilize it.
Yeah. But
let's just be honest. Who's to say that most of the third party guys aren't going to even use that controller?
We have to see about that's the big question.
It's the same thing with the controller, with all the craziness that the controller can do. Okay, yeah, it can do all this other stuff, but is anybody besides PlayStation or Sony going to be even using this thing?
Yeah, to be honest, I think
it's just call that a gimmick.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's just going to be PlayStation. Well, that's why you said gimmick in the question. I think it's just going to be PlayStation games using it, you know, which would help distinguish them, I guess, but that's not really saying much.
No. Okay, well,
Brian, go ahead, Brian.
Go ahead.
I guess based on that, my answer would be just keep it simple, you know, stick to what's already there and just slightly improve it. Again, the Xbox way makes sense for me. And plus, I like how they are respecting their games library and saying, hey, you can play all our Xbox games on the Xbox One or Xbox Series X. To me, that they actually care about the legacy of the console. You know, it's like, hey, you know, you guys want to play our old games? So there you go. You can do that now. Like, oh, great. Can't really argue with that. You know, whereas, did Sony even confirm if the PS5 plays like PS1 and PS2 games?
No.
They didn't say any of those. Okay. They didn't say either one of those. So
we all know it doesn't.
No, it does. It's either going to be it's going to be four. That's what it's going to be backward compatible to because exactly. the architecture matches up.
Yeah. All right, let's move on, man. All right. For anyone changing console ecosystems next generation, which system do you think offers the better initial package, Xbox and Game Pass or PlayStation with the PS Plus collection and games coming to PS Plus like Bugsnax and Destruction All-Stars? None of us are jumping consoles, are we?
I already own everything, so
I'm not jumping shit, you know? And Brett, you're going to own both of them too, so you're not jumping either, you know?
But he has Xbox. Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's due for him.
Yeah, so. Hold on. Go ahead, Brett.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm probably going to play most of my third-party games on Xbox this generation instead of the PlayStation, but that's sheer power and, you know. But it's that the Xbox on paper seems more powerful. I mean, I'll wait for the Game Foundry thing, but also there is a little bit to do with, like, you know, I appreciate the way that Xbox is treating their customer base right now a little bit more than PlayStation, so try and vote with my wallet when I can.
But it's not like you're foreign to the Xbox ecosystem. You know what it's all about.
No, I've had one every generation. This last generation, I kind of got one late and as a trade, so I was the least invested this last generation, so I'm a bit more invested than I was, but I've always had one. So I've always had all the systems.
You're the closest one to making sort of a jump because me and Adam don't really, we play all of them. Tony did two last generation. Manny's going to stick on PlayStation probably. Brian is going to stick in whatever world he lives in. And Chris, Chris is going to stay PlayStation at least at first, but he had Xbox this generation.
Yeah, he mostly played 360 last gen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not jumping. I'm already good where I am, you know. All of them, baby, you know.
Yeah,
I said this before. What I'm going to do is Xbox and PC game, Xbox and third parties on PC, PlayStation is for exclusives. That's what I'm doing this generation. Because I want them games looking crisp, man, you know. I know PS5 is powerful, but they're going to look better on PC. Just saying.
If you get it to work. Oh.
No.
Yeah, right. No, yeah, it's funny. I could get games running on my PC just fine, but I can't get fucking OBS to work. Ain't that about a bitch?
No, but you said that whole thing with the Legion, how it wasn't optimized. There was nothing you can do about it. That was just the game.
The game was still playable though.
Yeah, but it's not optimized properly, so it didn't look as best.
Oh, that game did, but Adam, that's a rare case, man. That's a rare case.
It happens.
Yeah, but that's, again, it's a rare case. Not all the games. Most, like 99% of games I play on PC are very well optimized, you know? The exception to rule isn't the rule, as they say.
In general, Watch Dogs Legion is a kind of a hefty game.
Yeah.
You know,
it's burning up Xbox One, man.
But didn't you say that a known Ubisoft...
Ubisoft in general, but Ubisoft doesn't make every game on the planet, Adam. You know?
No, I know. I'm just saying what you said. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, No, you're right. Ubisoft, you know, they need to do better on PC, but yeah. You know, like Doom Eternal, man, that shit runs like butter, you know? Very well optimized.
Yeah. But yeah, Watch Dogs Legions is also a very hefty sort of game, even on PC.
Yeah, my PC?
On my PC.
Shout out to Digital Foundry, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, they finally did patch it, so it's a little better now, you know?
Mm.
What's going on in the chat, Carlos?
Oh, by the way, my they're telling me that they can only hear me on the left side of the channel, so I'm messing around with the settings. Hopefully it changed. I can't listen back to it because people will hear it, so
yeah.
Just let me know.
We're moving people. Oh,
we hear you fine on our end.
Well, it's because Carlos. OBS is the one picking my mic.
They're all saying you're good, Carlos. They're saying you're good.
Nice, oh, okay. Nice.
Good stuff. Good
Thanks
stuff.
For letting all me right. know, guys.
Yeah. If again, guys, if you see anything or actually hear anything weird, can't really do anything about the visuals now. Just deal with it, you know. But if you hear anything weird, let us know. Let's move on, man. All right, GZDR. First question. The Microsoft, by the way, this is a question I wish Chris was here for because he actually knows this shit, you know, but we'll do our best. The Microsoft Bethesda deal is said to take another 1 to 2 years to finalize. Can anyone explain what is being looked into to finalize the deal and what happens if something goes wrong? That's a Chris question. I'm not even going to bother. I have absolutely no idea how to answer that.
Assume it's got to be all the other behind-the-scenes stuff, right? The accounts and payrolls and
older assets.
How far back do we go? Who owns what? Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's certain assets for certain technologies that are in their games that they don't own and they license. So they have to make sure they cover all those bases. So I could say if they were to release, they did the Throwdown game, right, many years ago. And then they say, oh, you know what, Microsoft says, you know, we have that. Okay, we're going to put that on Game Pass. Wait a minute. We used this third-party company to make the textures for that, and we were licensing that. We don't own it. That license expired years ago. We haven't used that. So then now Microsoft has to go and reach out to that company and then work out some kind of new deal to get that done. Same thing goes for the audio. Remember what we saw with Alan Wake on Steam when that came out and that license expired, so they had to pull the game down. Same thing. They got to contact to find out, do we have rights to release this old game on newer platforms? Because part of the deal may have just said only on, you know, 1, 2, and 3 platforms. So then they have to work those out. All that shit takes time. So
that's there's that portion of things, and there's also they probably have to go into both companies' finances. You know, they also have to check to see if usually when mergers and buyings happen, they have to also make sure that it's not considered some sort of, wouldn't fall under what would be considered a monopoly. you know, stuff like that, even though it probably wouldn't be, but it, all of that stuff has to be looked through before they finalize anything. You know, if you remember, for the Disney, slash, 20th Century Fox, that took a while to officially happen.
Damian, what's going on, man? But yeah, again, if Chris is here, he'd go in more detail. But yeah, there's a lot of little things, little minutia they probably have to, like, you know, iron out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Again, I'm going to go to
that would be, fucking that would financial be, that would be something. That would be so, something if the government says, no, that can't happen.
Yeah, it could happen.
Flip them over, seriously.
It's not going to happen, but, you know, it's always a possibility.
Yeah, I know.
It's a possibility.
There is a possibility.
It's not going to happen, though. But yeah, it's kind of funny to think about. All right, man, moving on. Barnaby Juan. So his first question is, how long will it take until developers stop making games for PS4 and Xbox One? I'm going to say 2 to 3 years. That's how long it took for this generation to happen.
And it's I think that's about when it, how much it took for 2 to 3, wasn't it? PlayStation 2 to 3?
Well, they didn't really have PlayStation 2 games on PlayStation 3.
No, but I mean, stop making multi-platform games. Right.
I think that was long.
Yeah.
Especially like
it lasted about 2 to 3 years into the PlayStation. Oh, you know what?
Let's pull it back a little bit. Let's pull it back, because I took the question as, when are they going to stop making cross-gen games? Let's look at it literally. When are they going to stop making PS4 and Xbox One games? It could be a 4 years. Oh, yeah. It could be a good 4 years, yeah.
Because the PS2 took forever to die.
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure they're still going to be putting fucking sports games on PS4, maybe until the end of this generation.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say about maybe 4 years for the majority of them to, like, people go, you know what, fuck, we're not making any PS4 games.
Especially
outliers here and there, but nah. Yeah. Go ahead.
But I also think it also depends directly on how many of the consoles for both consoles, how much of those consoles actually sold.
Yes, right? Because if they sell very well, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, then they'll probably, something that's negligible compared to, you know, the amount that they have already out there. But they're not going to give up that money. They're not going to close up the door and just be like, nope, you can't have that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it could even be especially, 5 years. You never know, man.
Again, especially with so many people who actually already own the PlayStation 5, four.
You can just use the history. How long did it take for PS2 to stop producing those games? Like, how, you know, when we had 3, did you notice? Because you guys were in that ecosystem. Did you see a big...
It took a long time. It took a long time.
It did. Well,
that's what I'm saying, 4 years, you know?
Oh, because you remember, like, every single time one of those...
Brian.
With the PS2, it was a long time, because at one point they had, like, a FIFA on PS2, PS3, and PS4. Like, what the hell? Like, they literally had the same FIFA game on, like, 3 PlayStation consoles at the same time. It's just, like, ridiculous. So, yeah, so I don't think with the PS3, PS4, it'll be as long, but I think maybe, again, I think, like, 4 years makes sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm going with. What about the rest of you guys?
I agree with pretty much the consensus, except just a little caveat that first-party games, probably in 2 years.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. They said 5, didn't they?
Oh, they said 2 to 4. They're going to support PlayStation. They didn't say first parties, though. They just said they're going to support PlayStation 4 for another 2 to 4 years.
Yeah, so the FIFAs, the Maddens, all those I think are going to be on PS4 for the next 4 or 5 years. You know, the Microsoft, the first party Microsoft games and the first party Sony games, like, I mean, they've been saying they're probably going to be cross-gen, I mean, until maybe 2 years in the future. And I think both of them, I mean, Sony lied about it. They said they don't believe in generational exclusives, and I mean, they do believe in generational exclusives, but obviously they don't, because Horizon is going to be on it. And Miles Morales is going to be on it, on both of them.
Bloodborne's not, at least as far as we know right now.
Demon Souls, you mean?
Yeah. By the way, Kishak, the new Ratchet & Clank is not confirmed with PS5 only, bro.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
We'll see about that, exactly.
And, And you know, Microsoft, you know, the first couple of games, I mean, with Game Pass kind of, you know, blurs the line with that because it's accessible in so many platforms now, and especially since it's going to be on a lot of mobile devices, it's, you know, a lot of them are going to be able to play the new games. So yeah, I think 2 years for first party games, especially for the Sony ones, and 4 to 5 years for third party, those yearly third party games for sure.
Yeah. Did Insomniac show me that tweet, man? I'm not trying to be an asshole. I really want to see that because I want Ratchet and Clank to be a PS5 exclusive, mm-hmm. but I don't trust these motherfuckers right now, man.
I mean, if you told me that it was a PS5 exclusive, I kind of would believe you because that's one of the few games that Sony's shown that kind of utilizes the SSD in a way where it's like I don't see previous gens being able to replicate that, like, you know, the jumping in between worlds and stuff, that seems like a next gen feature. So yeah, I mean, we'll see, but hopefully you're right.
Oh damn, he can't put the link in there because our bad, bro. Just tell us the website at least and we could just find our way around. Again, I hope you're right because we need that game to be PS5 exclusive. Fuck all this cross-gen shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tweet. Okay, so it's a tweet from Insomniac, right? Carlos, you could probably dig around. Somebody can. All right, let's move on to the next question. Also from Barnaby Juan. All right, since you need... Let me finish the question, guys. I know somebody's going to jump in the middle of this shit. Since you need an expensive TV to take advantage of next-gen games, is it necessary to jump into next-gen right away? We've been saying this forever. No, you don't need to jump into next-gen right away. And no, you don't need an expensive TV right now.
No, you don't. You don't need any of that stuff. You could have yourself a nice 1080 screen, you know, the same shit you were using on your previous generation. And if anything, you know, it'll look pretty good, you know, if you want. But if you really want,
the Series S is for.
Yeah, that's right. That's 100% right. Yeah.
Well, the Series S doesn't, apparently in certain games, doesn't even do what the big one does. It doesn't even do the ray tracing for some games. So, yeah. Hmm. But at least
that's the way it is for current gen too. So many games.
Sony didn't release a new console and say that the all digital version doesn't do any of the shit that the other one does. The disc
version.
That's not
their fault. It's up to the publisher to do that. It's not it's up to Microsoft or Sony's fault for these. If certain games don't do it, Ark didn't do it, and that was on PS4, and that just could barely hit anything. So it's
Dark
just
Souls isn't doing it. It's on PlayStation. Yeah.
Dark Souls is doing
it. Dark Souls is what
is not. It does not have ray tracing.
Demon Souls doesn't?
Demon Souls.
No, yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry. Demon Souls on the PS5 does not have ray tracing. I sent Tony a link earlier this week.
Yeah, no, he's right.
Oh, really? Look at that. All right. Then it's coming to the last generation.
Yeah.
It's all the publishers and how.
And yeah, and Brett, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't they originally say it did have ray tracing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a backpedal. It was a backpedal for sure.
By the way, just to go back to something Keyshack was talking about, and I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. He's right. This happened like a few hours ago. So someone tweeted Insomniac. He's like, "Hey guys, I'm not sure if you've already announced this, but I was curious. Will Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart be coming to the PS4 as well as just the PS5?" And Insomniac Games responded, "It's a PS5 exclusive."
Oh shit! Look at that. So that's 2 hours ago.
There you go.
Yeah. Good. Good. Oh, I'm gonna quote tweet that shit right now.
That's one of the first, then, right? To actually do that, because I feel like all the other ones they said are gonna be on PS4.
Well, they've been sort of usual mysterious Nintendo Sony mysterious with everything. You know, like there was no direct answer as to as the Demon Souls one. And a few other ones, and they sort of play mum when it comes to the other ones. Mm. You know, even though Sackboy, Miles Morales, and I think whatever other ones is all on PlayStation 4.
Have so much fun with that name, Sackboy. Yo, you want to play that Sackboy?
With that Sackboy?
Yeah, let's do
it. shit right there, Adam.
But even so, you're looking at those two games, you can pretty much play them on your previous consoles. Granted, they may not have some of the things on there, but even like a game like Miles Morales isn't always doing full-on ray tracing. And in fact, even in their own video, even in one of their videos that they showed, that you can definitely tell that it's not doing it. So,
but what about bug snacks?
Now, bug snacks. Now, that is the high end of games. There's a whole new AI system on the
Does that game have a plot?
Does that game have a plot?
I am going to
tell me you're just curious.
I'm going to jump into next gen conversations and just be like, but what about bug snacks?
What about bug snacks?
Answer me. Good. It was a question in a fake chat. Listen, and the guy asked, does bugs have platinum?
Wait.
Sure it does.
Does it?
It does?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I think.
Listen, Octodad had a platinum trophy.
Yeah, so my name is Mayo has a platinum.
No, that is true. That bullshit. Oh,
so yeah.
The game of every generation.
Yo man, you looking down on bug snacks, but try to get that platinum. I'm not. I bet it's hard.
A lot of big titles come out this year that did not have platinums, and we baffled by it. We couldn't understand that. So.
What games that were big titles that didn't have platinum? Yeah,
that was one we were just talking about because Tony was like, fuck this shit. He was pissed that he was playing it and had no platinum. Hold on, I'll bring it up because it just came out. It was one of the newer ones.
Mm-hmm. Download titles don't have it.
My name is Mail was a download game in that.
Most, I said. I didn't say all.
By the way, quick correction. Octodad does not have a platinum.
Oh, it doesn't? Okay. No,
it's a fucking little indie game. It's not going to have a platinum, you know?
Sometimes they do.
It only, we don't want to make those assumptions here, you know? It's only bronzes, no silver, so silvers are nothing. Wow, look at that. No silver, no gold. Nope, just bronzes. Well, there you go. Don't bother with that game then. Dude, Fall Guys alone are top games, but Fall Guys, come on, son. Fuck out of here.
He loves Fall Guys.
Yeah, I'm gonna be an asshole now, man. I'm gonna jump into.
Oh yeah, look at that! All bronzes on the Octodad. Yeah,
I'm gonna jump into next gen conversations and just be like, "What about bug snacks? Just fuck everything up." All right, man, let's move on.
Bug snacks trophies revealed, exclusive.
Yeah, right. Oh, here's the thing. You obviously will want to get a better TV eventually to take full advantage of these games, but wait until those games are actually out, because the games that are coming out now, there are very few and far between that are actually taking full advantage of the system. Very few of them. I am a big advocate of getting a TV to fit your console. I do it all the time. But you don't need it right now, you know?
Yeah.
Well, again,
Hold on, Brett.
Again, that's literally the entire angle of the Series S. Like, if you want a cheap thing to get you by for a while, you don't want to have to upgrade a bunch of stuff, you don't want to spend a bunch of money, like, that's the reason it's there. That's its whole marketing angle. So, you're not forced to buy it, but, like, if the question is, should I bother spending the money upgrading, like, and you're talking a few hundred bucks, and most likely you'll get to the point where, you know, a few years down the road, if you do get a TV, you'll get one and throw this in the second room or something like that. Somewhere where it doesn't have an HDTV.
Or if you just don't want to spend money. Like, that's the whole point of this. The thing that a lot of people, I don't know if they understand, is the Series S runs just about as well as the Series X, but it doesn't do it in 4K. That's the big difference. So even like, you know, FPS a lot of times is the same between them. So don't just think it's like a... Because I thought at first it was just a, you know, a system that was cut off at the knees, but it turns out it's just pretty much not outputting at 4K and
Brett,
a shitload of...
It's cut off at the feet.
Does it run discs as well as the Series X?
No, are you really concerned about that?
It was a joke.
Oh, no, I know. That was a joke back. Who the fuck cares anymore?
Anyway. He's like, motherfucker, you think I'm stupid?
Yeah. Oh, Brett, I couldn't stop the shit out of you, man.
You think I'm fucking stupid? He's like, well, you think I'm fucking stupid, Hans? I want to say this. You know, you can always get a new television, and televisions are always going down. I mean, if you want to go jump into the new consoles, you can totally jump into new consoles, and they'll still look amazing on your 1080. And then down the line, because think about it this way. Not every single bit of content is actually in 4K at this point in time. If you're watching, for the most part, sports, TV is the only thing that's in true 4K. And here's the other, the kicker. Most content that's, you know, like we're talking about Ultra, you know, Ultra K or whatever they call it. Not even content, like the movie content is even, if it isn't even done in that format. So, like, you know, you do it when you can, but don't feel like you have to take advantage of things.
Yo, man, I mean, you can ask Tony how his experience is with 4K.
The newly
initiated.
His life has changed.
Yeah, we may have a question about that later on.
So Tony, it's Resident Evil 4. That doesn't have a platinum.
Yeah, but the game's fucking old, bro. Yeah. Who cares?
Not the old one.
Yeah, stupid, man.
There was a bunch of other ones. No, there was a new one when they broke that one.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid, but it's like it's Resident Evil 4, bro.
Yo, Adam said, Adam literally said, it's a game that came out like 2 months ago. We waited a fucking hour and he responded. I'm like, oh shit, what game is it?
It's fucking Resident Evil 4. No.
It's a recent game.
Oh, man. I needed that God. One.
We'll toss this in here real quick from GZDR. Do the Series X and S have the TV pass-through feature?
No.
There you go. No.
So you cannot. So it's well, it's in the name. It's not all the all-in-one Xbox anymore. It's the Series.
Well, I mean, and also the death of the set-top box or the cable box is among us. So. No pun intended.
It's got all you need. You know, you can get your Netflixes and your Amazons. You can get like a thousand different services and eventually equal up to a cable plan, right?
Yeah. HBO Max, Disney Plus, all those Netflix. Netflix is raising their prices, by the way.
They already did. They always do. I resubscribed. It's $18 now.
Damn. I haven't been a Netflix sub in fucking years.
Yo, by the way, Adam, I got Plex on my TV. Just saying.
Damn, but that's fucking crazy. $18? Because you know others are going to follow. That's how it works.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, I know what you did. You went to the 4K plan.
Yeah.
Because Netflix, Netflix has a. That, I'm like, $18? No, it's not 18. It's 12. But if you want the 4K content, yeah, you got to pay $18.
Oh, fucking yeah, I want the 4K content.
Okay, so there you go.
Everything that's in 4K, though? What's in 4K? Because that's the thing. A lot of the shows, that's when they first advertise, is not in 4K.
I've been watching nature documentaries in 4K. Shit is crazy. I have them on in the background while I'm working, you know?
When you click on a show, it'll tell you what resolution it is.
Yeah, it tells you before you select
on. I know. I'm just saying. It's like it depends on what you're watching. If there's something like some of these regular shows, they don't go that high.
Yeah. Yo, man, Friends is not 4K.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Sketch. Tony's out here hypnotized by the HD greatness as I am. Dude, I'm becoming a snob. You know, I'll get to it later.
Yeah, you are a snob now.
No, I'm becoming a snob. Like, I'm looking at these shows. I'm like, man, that shit ain't pure black, man. That shit is great. All right, man, let's move on. What's the next question?
How's that motion flow doing for you?
Turn that shit off. Yo, did you guys see Hip Hop was asking me about it? I turn it on just for him. I'm like, yeah, it's smooth. Turn that shit right back the fuck off. Fuck that shit. I do not. TV has like six different fucking features from like off. Fuck that, you know?
So I'm saying this, but it's funny because you're afraid to tell Hip Hop you turned off the motion flow, but yet in all Paz is like, nah, motherfucker, I turned that shit off.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I didn't tell him I turned it off, but I did tell him I turned it on for him. So he should put two and two together, you know?
You're not wanting to disappoint people.
No, because I'm not trying to get my whole timeline filled with nonsense. You know how Hip Hop is. Remember when we went to Best Buy, Manny? Remember when you told me you said fuck motion flow, Manny? He went off.
Oh man, he went into full wrestler mode. He did a promo on me. Belt formed out of nowhere and everything.
Just for you guys know, right? So there was this one time, this was after Comic-Con 2013, right? It was me and Manny were chilling with Torrance and Hip Hop, right? We were coming back from this party that we weren't able to attend because I couldn't go downstairs because they didn't have an elevator, right? So we made our way, you know, downtown, we eventually, or Midtown, and we eventually ended up at Best Buy. So we go down to the TV session and Hip Hop he sits down and like, because they had a sofa right in front of the TVs, he's mesmerized and she's like, oh my God, oh my God. Now hip hop, he's the same guy no matter what, right? But when he's not on camera, he turns it down to an 8. And he's usually on 10. You guys see him on 10, right? Turned down to an
sometimes
8,
right? 11. Most of the time, 11.
Yeah. So he's usually 8. Normal hip hop is an 8, maybe a 7, right? He's chilling, doing his thing, right? Man, he tells him, yo, I don't like motion flow. Hip hop.
I didn't say that. I said, man, I'm like, man, I don't know about that motion flow stuff. It makes everything look like a soap opera. And then that's when he goes.
So he was like, what? So he gets up. He jumped up to a 9, right? Torrance puts out the iPad, starts filming it. Full wrestler mode just went off. He's like, yo, hold on. You were saying this about motion flow. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, he just went crazy, man. Yeah, motion flow is trash. The first thing I did when I got this TV, I went in there, turn all that shit off.
Yeah,
fuck that.
I wonder if that thing has a game mode.
Yeah. GCDR, Tony, do you have to buy it? Yo, ask me these questions later, but we're going to get to that.
Yeah, yeah, we're getting into too much TV talk right now.
No, no, because there is actually a question about that, but we'll get into it. Next up, Berserker Guts. Okay. Which issues do you expect to happen after the initial release of the next-gen systems that will have to be corrected when later versions of the consoles are released? An example, Red Ring of Death. So do we see anything like that happening with these systems?
Overheating?
Or something else, you know?
Well, that's Red Ring of Death. That's overheating. Yeah,
I know, so, but I mean overheating or any other issues that may have to be corrected in future iterations, because we both know they're going to make a PS5 Slim and they're going to make an Xbox Series X Slim, you know? So what corrections do you think they may have to fix, you know?
I don't think they will.
You don't think so?
I mean, minor small alterations, but it's always like, okay, take the OG PS4, right? Backwards compatible. The later versions weren't. Like,
PS4 was never backwards compatible.
PS3. No, he's talking about PS3.
God, I'm PS3. Getting old.
Okay, yeah, PS3, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, my bad. Sorry. I was thinking of the fat boy.
Yeah.
Like, you run the risk because it's about, because they make the system more quote unquote cost effective to manufacture. Means that they're going to kind of start cheaping out in ways that they find where they can cut corners, but they're also going to solve problems that have been fixed before. The big thing I want to throw out there is the Red Ring of Death and Yellow Light of Death. Those were kind of exceptions to the rule. We haven't really seen consoles fail that dramatically since then.
No,
we haven't because companies are paranoid of that happening again.
Well, no, I mean, like on the PlayStation 2 and the original Xbox, even the Dreamcast, they've never had crazy issues like that.
No. That, like Brett said, have you seen anything afterwards? No, we haven't, because companies, you know, I'm talking specifically Microsoft and Sony. Why do you think that these consoles are so gigantic right now? Because the heat sinks and all this shit are enormous. They don't want that to happen again. You know, that thing fucked both of them up, you know? But Brett, do you think there are any like issues they may have to correct down the line? Or do you think the consoles will not have any issues whatsoever?
I don't think that they're going to have any issues. If they do, I think it might be more Sony than Microsoft, just because it seems like they're already stressing the system a little bit in terms of like overclocking it and that shortening the lifespan of things. But I think they'll just, you know, do digital updates that dial in the speeds, things like that, if they find issues. So, you know, all the stuff that you can do, the little touches.
By the way, you're sounding low, by the way, dude.
Sorry. All the little things that they can do to optimize a computer, they're going to start to do through updates and whatnot. So if they're like, oh, shit, the fan is running too hot and it's melting shit, they're just going to, you know, make an update that dials things back and increases the fan speed, things like that. So they can remotely adjust this stuff. So I don't really see any critical failure parts. That being said, you know, the solder is always a big deal. The fucking thing that is in the GPU, the something silver, I forget. I'm pulling a blank on that. But yeah, liquid metal, there we go. The liquid metal that they use to seep the CPU. You know, just the normal stuff. But like you said, I don't think anybody's cheaping out on that stuff. So
yeah, I'm gonna agree with that, because think about this: PS4 and Xbox One, we didn't have any mass crazy defects with either of those. So I think we're probably gonna go down the same route with these systems. These companies, you know, they don't want a repeat of last gen, you know, with the Red Ring of Death and all that shit. So I don't think we're going to see anything big happen, to be honest. We're obviously going to get slimmer consoles later, but nah, I don't think we have to correct any major defects.
Here's the thing, though. I agree, especially with the defects thing. I mean, we don't even know like if there are any potential defects for these machines.
We don't.
Hardware-wise, if Sony and Microsoft knew about these, then they'd be delaying these consoles. But I think one thing that to take into account is, you know, if we do follow the trend of going into these iterative consoles, you know, like the PS4 Pro and the Xbox One X, what are they going to do? In particular, what is Microsoft going to do with the Series S and the Series X? You know, are they going to
discontinue them? I mean, they have done that before. They just discontinued the X, you know, the One X.
But if they do, like, for example,
they said that was supposed to be a limited edition anyway, like a limited.
Did series. They? I don't remember them saying that.
It was when he said it. When Phil said this isn't for everyone, not everyone needs to buy it. This is not their next.
Yeah, but he didn't say it was going to be a limited edition console. He didn't say that. You know, let's not put words in his mouth. Let's not put words in his mouth.
I have to. I have to because I'm pretty sure he said it.
No, he didn't. He didn't say that shit. Come on now. You know, he did say it's not for everybody. He did say that, but he didn't say it was limited edition. But Carlos, go ahead. So you think, so you're wondering, can the S and the X coincide with the X2 and the S2? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Like this generation, we're still not next. So this generation, we had the Xbox One and the Xbox One S and the Xbox One X. So the Xbox One S essentially replaced the Xbox One, and the Xbox One X was the sort of quote unquote the iterative console that had like the half step up. So whenever it comes to this generation, this upcoming generation, is the Series S going to get a step up and the Series X going to get a step up both at the same time? Or is the Series X going to be the baseline console and there's going to be a Series XX?
This is what I think is going to happen. It depends on which version sells the most, right? Like, let's just say for the sake of argument, the X ends up being the one that people buy by a wide margin. I think when the iteration comes, they're not going to bother with the S for the sake of argument, right? Because, like, nobody's buying the S anyway. Let's just make another version of the X. That's what I think is going to happen. Or vice versa. Could be the other way around, right? It could be like everybody's buying the S, so let's just make an all digital powerful version of you know, this console. Either way, I think both of them will probably just release one iterative console, not two iterative consoles. You know what I mean? Because I think we're going to get a clear winner one way or the other. Either it's going to be the physical or digital. We're going to get a clear winner in 2 or 3 years. Like, okay, people are just buying, even right now, obviously you can't really count it too much, but even right now the physical ones are outselling the digital ones by a huge margin. If that continues, they're not going to bother down that track, you know?
Well, and also let's not forget that there is a big discrepancy between in the quantities of both.
Like, yeah, there is. That's also true, you know, but I guess I'll have to see. And then, like, how much will the S hold back games? Because it's already the gimped console as it is, you know? Like, is Microsoft willing to keep going, have that fucking ball and chain dragging them back? Or they could just be like, fuck it.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Like, I mean, we already said this. Like, the game can't even output to like 4K, and there's some ray tracing issues and shit. So, to me, it seems like a pretty big ball and chain that's going to hold shit back. You know,
I mean, we've heard one thing of like ray tracing, and honestly, I'm not sure how big a deal that's going to be. And you know, they cut out ray tracing in PlayStation games as well, right? Like, and it can't output to 4K. It just depends on how long that matters to people. Again, I hate to, you know, kind of jump to Microsoft's defense, but like, it, the performance reported is pretty much almost exactly on par. So yeah, you guess
except for output, though. Output is not the same.
Okay, but the output's not the same, but the power difference, like in like benchmarks, like how it plays the game other than 4K, one's in 1080p, one's 4K. The performance difference you're going to see is about half the performance difference between the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X. So it's not much.
I guess we'll have to see, you know?
Half is a lot.
Yeah, half is a lot. I think it's a little too exaggerated there.
But half is a lot, but if you admit that half is a lot, then twice that much is more than a lot, and so you're saying that Xbox is way more powerful than PlayStation. So
we're not saying that at all. I'm not saying that at all.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. It's two teraflops, or like, it's, let's say it's a 10% difference, right? Like if the difference between Xbox is 20% difference in power, right?
Between both and Xboxes.
What's right? that?
Between both Xboxes?
No, I'm talking about between Xbox and PlayStation.
Okay, okay.
The power gap between the power gap between the two Xboxes, performance-wise, when you take into account the 4K, is, from what I understand, about half the power gap between the Xbox Series X and the PlayStation 5, also running games at 4K. See what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I'm lost as fuck right now. So, again, okay. I'm not good with numbers.
Let's use some imaginary numbers here, okay? The power difference between the Xbox Series X and the PlayStation 5, let's say, is 20%, right? Okay. So the Xbox Series X plays games, theoretically, this is a real number, nobody get their fucking panties to rip. The power difference between them when you play games is a 20% gap, right?
Okay.
Now, when you take that same game and you put it in 1080 instead of 4K and play both Xboxes by each other, the power gap is 10% difference. Not the actual power, but the perceived power gap, because it uses so much less to make a game not in 4K. So you're going to see, gameplay-wise, as a consumer, other than output, you're not going to see a whole lot of difference. And if that little bit of difference does matter to you, that difference in gameplay is going to be significantly larger gap between the Sony and Microsoft's mainline machines.
All right. Using the Brett numbers, you're telling me the S is 10% more powerful than the PS5?
No. Well, gameplay-wise, yes. Possibly.
Okay.
You're using weird math on me. But
I'm going to get off this. My head hurts. I don't understand what the fuck my head hurts. No, I don't want to go down there, Brett. It's my head fucking hurting right now. I was like trying to piece all this shit together. Oh,
okay, man. Let me ask you this way. Okay. Do you think the Series S is not going to be able to run at 60 frames per second?
I have no idea. I don't know.
They can both run at 60 frames per second. One just outputs different. It's not handicapped, is what I'm trying to tell you. In output it is, but in terms of performance, end user performance, it's not going to be. There's going to be very little gap, was the entire point I was trying to make.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I don't know what the fuck's going on anymore. Anyway, where the hell are we?
the little hamsters in your head.
We're at 5%.
I'm fucking lost, man. But again, I'm not good. I'm a writer for a reason, people. I don't know math. All right. Next up, Mr. Lego Bro. Oh, here we go, people. Here we go.
Lego.
Are any of you buying a new 4K TV for the new consoles that are coming next week? Hey, oh, by the way, I'm not gonna buy one. I already did, baby. Me and Carlos, we got the same joint.
But you did it, so you did do it.
I did do it, but I'm not going to. I already did. That's the point.
Adam, why are you saying it's so surprised, though? You knew this.
What? I know. I'm just saying. I don't see how this is considered as a no-no. He still did with it.
What is a no-no?
Windows saying, no, I won't do that. But you did do it. So no, you did.
Adam, you're missing the joke. You're missing the joke.
I'm not a good joker. I'm the most unfunny guy on this show. So, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah, Carlos and I actually got the LG, GX, right?
CX.
Yeah. CX. OLED. You got the 65, right, Carlos?
No, I got 55.
Okay, so we got the same fucking TV.
Same exact TV.
Yeah, and dude, yo, like Carlos said, like, Tony, every 2 to 3 years you have a revelation. I have a revelation, people. HDR, holy fucking shit. HDR makes a
difference.
HDR it really does, bro. Holy fuck. Like, I can't go back now, man.
Have you plugged your console into it and played games?
Dude, Adam, I plugged my PlayStation, my PC. Holy fuck.
The game that you will notice instant difference is playing Uncharted 4. If you do that mission where
I did it with Ghost of Tsushima, Spider-Man, Division. I did it with The Division. I did it with Destiny. And you turn it on, you're like, fuck. And then when you play it on PC, Watch Dogs, Legion looks a lot better like that. Doom Eternal. Dude, HDR, man. HDR.
HDR 10.
HDR 10, exactly. And that's the funny thing. Division even tells you, like, yo, HDR 10. I'm like, yes, sir. Yeah. You know? It's fucking dope, man. And here's the thing. I'm still not fully taking advantage of this shit because I don't have HDMI 2.1 games yet. You know, that use that shit. So imagine that, because my TV can you know, go up to 120 frames a second, but not at the moment, you know, with games. It's fucking legit, man. I'm loving it. What was the question GZDR asked me earlier? It was about the TV. Did you have to, Tony, did you buy a sound bar or using the built-in speakers? I'm using the built-in speakers. The built-in speakers are really fucking good. They're way better than the shit I had before. Like, you hear the bass and shit rumble and everything. But I'm going to get this Bluetooth thing Carlos put me on to check that out.
Well, it's not a sound bar. It's a Bluetooth speaker for
speaker, yeah.
Music or whatever. I mean, yeah, theoretically, I think you can connect your TV. Yeah. But
no, but I'm happy with the way it sounds now, you know, because, again, I live in a little apartment. I'm not trying to have like...
Yeah, you're not trying to be like everybody else in the project.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, I'm about to do something with my TV right now. I hope it doesn't fuck anything up.
Oh, what'd you do?
Okay, good. No, because I saw it dim a little bit. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it's probably because it was still on.
Yeah, okay.
Did it have a screensaver?
Yeah. Most
oh, shit. I forgot about that. I don't want this shit burning to my fucking screen.
Yeah, most of the biggest screens they all have, like mine has a screensaver, and it'll go into screensaver mode.
Yeah, that's probably why your television dimmed, because they just, you know, most TVs do that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What the hell?
No, it's not. Hold on a second. I just realized I don't need to have second screen on because I'm not streaming right now. Fuck this shit. I just forgot about that. I'm not streaming. Let me save my TV. Carlos, you could jump in, but I'm fucking loving the TV. It's fucking legit, man.
Yeah, man. It's my fourth 4K TV. Not to brag, but...
Hey!
But, I have an OLED TV, an LG OLED also, but from 2016, and I freaking love that thing, but I wanted to get the HDMI 2.1 because, you know, getting future-proof, and everyone talks about how the CX is, probably the best TV for the price for all, you know, to future-proof it for at least a couple of more years.
Yeah, man.
I'm since next gen's coming on right around the corner. What is it? Next week? Is that almost?
Yeah, next. Actually, it's not next week. It's the week after that.
Well, it's next week in a couple of hours. Well, no, for you, it's next week because it's already Monday.
Oh yeah, it's next Monday. Week.
Monday.
So, Lunes.
You know, I'm getting the Series X. I'm getting the PS5. And gonna play. They talked about this like last week or 2 weeks ago. Master Chief Collection, 120 frames. I'm there, day one.
You need that HDMI though, bro.
Mm-hmm. So, it's gonna come with the consoles.
Man, 2.0, so isn't it weird how, like, in a weird way, my PS5 is gonna take more advantage of my TV than my fucking PC? By the way, this TV. Show that I need to upgrade my fucking PC. My 1080 can barely hang now. Yeah. It's fucking hilarious, man.
Yeah, you can't do 4K 120 on that.
Oh God, no!
It was Watchdog Legions that made you realize.
Yeah, this shit is crazy, and I'm loving the TV.
And
man.
The TV has FreeSync and G-Sync.
Excuse me.
Oh wait, yeah, you don't have the 2.1 output on that your graphics card on that, do you?
No, I don't, because the 10 series doesn't have it. The 30 does.
I'll put it like this: most of the world doesn't, because the only NVIDIA graphics cards that can do 2.1 are the 30 series, and those things sold out within a half a second when they came out. So, I'm gonna try to upgrade whenever I can, but I'm in no rush. I got my Series X, I got my PlayStation 5, and I should be good.
And you got that NVIDIA card coming.
Oh no! I don't know which one you're talking about, because I ordered it twice and I got two orders and I got screwed over twice. Essentially,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
One got canceled, and the other one they told me was indefinitely delayed. So I told them just cancel that shit. I don't want. And they
said, what the fuck?
Yeah, there's like it could get there by Christmas. I'm like, you know what, man? This shit is reflecting on my credit card. Cancel this shit.
And the rest of you guys, I mean, Brett, he's already good with 4K, so is Adam. Manny, I guess
yeah.
No, I'm the only poor. I'm the only, let's just call a spade a spade. I'm the only poor motherfucker on this show.
Hey man, I'm not rich, motherfucker. I just know how to save my money, you know.
Yo man, you just got yourself a new TV and two consoles.
I'm not rich, don't get out of here. I just know how to save my fucking money. And I'll be honest, the Rona has helped because I haven't spent shit. I haven't spent anything. I don't travel anywhere anymore. So I'm like, again, we were talking about my bank. I'm like, damn, where's all this fucking money coming from? It's like, because you're not spending it, bro. And plus, I'm not gonna say nothing about your boy. I'm going to be very busy this month, so that's even more money, you know?
There you go.
I'm good, but I'm not fucking rich. I wish I was rich. I wish I was paid off like these fucking assholes on Twitter claim I am, you know?
Yo, man, you got all that money?
Yeah.
Being sponsored and shit?
Yeah, right? Yeah, your boy's still living in the projects, man. We ain't living like that, you know? You just got to know how to be smart with your fucking money, you know?
Well, remember, Mobb Deep still lived in the projects even when it had a hit record, so.
That's it. That's it, you know?
Waits Bridge, what?
Yeah, you just got to be smart with your money. That's all, you know.
Are you sure it wasn't
no, it was
50 Cent?
No, it was Havoc and Prodigy. But Prodigy moved out, but Havoc stayed. He was like, "Fuck," he stayed in the same project building, same apartment. Didn't give a shit. It's like, I'm not fucking leaving. And it's crazy because then everybody knows you got that money. That's the issue.
They'll probably beat him up.
Hey, Manny, Sketch says that you're out here with a 5-inch black and white TV.
Yeah, man. On top of the refrigerator, you know? Like,
you already know.
You man. Know. watching the novellas on the.
Yo, if you're Latino, all of you motherfuckers had that shit, because I did too, man, back in the day.
How do you get the best reception and it's out of the way? It's not on the counter. It doesn't take up space.
Yo, I thought you were fucking Chapulín Colorado and shit, man.
That was our grandmother. She had for years she always had the black and white television on top of the TV.
You already know, man.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm telling you, I had a fucking black and white TV even when I moved to America. Like I think I had my first like color TV was like in the early 90s, like 1990 or something. Like I went for a long time. I was in Transformers in black and white, even in America. You know?
Well, I mean, the thing about it is like, you know, back then it's like if you were poor and you couldn't afford a like, I mean, you were living large if you had like two color TVs in your house.
Exactly. So, yeah. Tony, yeah, and that black and white was a hand-me-down too. You know.
Yeah.
You know how that goes, man. Shit is crazy. All right, man. Good stuff. And I don't know what Chris is going to do, if he's going to upgrade to 4K or not.
He was remember he was texting us about, you know, when he was at Costco. I think he was thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah. I think. So, yeah, he was. Wait, didn't he buy this shit? I don't know if he did or not.
We'll need to text him.
Yes, we would.
Guadalupe.
Chris. My grandpa had the TV radio and we was like looked on as the rich folks. Yeah, if you had both of them, like you got both of those motherfuckers. That's you, man. All right, man. Next up,
Mr. Ricky San Juan, the only one.
No.
So he asked us two questions, but they're actually the same. So I just combined them into one.
Let their powers combine.
Yeah, it's a hypothetical question, people. All right. How much would somebody have to pay you for you to give up gaming for an entire console generation, 6 to 7 years?
500,000. Maybe, yeah, 500,000.
After taxes.
That sounds right. A little less than six figures a year.
Yeah, 500,000 after taxes.
After taxes, yeah, that's that. Yeah,
that is the key. Man, taxes will worth you up. Yeah, after taxes, that's how much.
500,000 after taxes is what I make right now a year, probably, or something bullshit. Yeah. Like that.
Yeah, I was gonna say give me a fucking million. You know, because like, hey, I'm effectively losing my job for 6 years. You know.
Yeah.
That is and true. You know, the emotional trauma and shit.
If it's smart with five. With 500,000, with that, if you're smart with it, if you invest,
you can make millions off that shit.
You could definitely, and you're saying just consoles, right?
Yeah, just everything, even PC, nothing, Adam, Tony, nothing, no so, gaming at all, not even, Tony, not even handhelds.
Well, you
nothing.
Can, you can stop gaming, but you can play Star Citizen.
Hey, you know, because that game is coming out.
Call back.
I'm gonna $1 million. I'll do it for sure. Yeah, put that money into
million
some
is
shit.
Definitely.
Hell fucking yeah. 1 million, I'll do that shit.
Yeah, I'll give me 2 million. I'll never play a fucking video game ever again.
Oh, shit is like that?
Yeah,
but the problem here is, how do they enforce that? How can they verify?
Adam, it's a hypothetical, man. You don't have to think too deeply.
But I wish it was like in remember a Decent Proposal? That one is shit. Straight to the point, and there is a way you can prove it. It's like, okay.
Yeah, shit, no. We ain't going that deep, bro.
You give me 2 million, I'll give up on gaming, become the manga god.
Nah, I don't want to give up gaming. I want to come back to gaming. You know, 1 million, I'll be good for 6-7 years.
Yes, and
I'll
come back. Just because you've totally given up gaming, don't mean that you can't watch it.
By the way, you're just gonna ask questions every fucking week. So how was this game? Why did you?
Yeah, how was that?
You able to become a fan of Throwdown and shit?
You know what I mean?
That'll cause depression. Because you see what all these pro athletes that were pro for many years, then they had to retire. And
well, that's why I won $1 million, because $500, you know, $500, you know, for the money I'm going to lose, and then $500 for the emotional, you know, problems I'm going to have.
Tony gives up gaming for $1 million for a generation. You see him on a fucking ninja stream giving them bits.
Right. I'm the motherfucker giving him $10,000.
We talked to you, and you're like, man, now I get it. Now I get it, why people watch this.
Like, there goes Tony again. He's giving him 10 G's again, man. Keep it going, Ninja. You're the greatest.
When the day comes up that you're able to play, it'll be like the whole thing with Kevin Mitnick, the hacker, when he was banned from using a computer for a ridiculous amount of years. And when it finally came down that he could actually do it, they brought him on G4, Attack of the Show, had him on, and they bought him a new laptop. And they had a countdown clock on the top. It was like down to the seconds. And then when it was down to zero, he turned the power on. Boom! He's allowed to touch a laptop again. So you can do something like that. You can set it up. You can make a whole website and dedicate this whole big, you know, event around it.
Yeah.
What would be the first game you play then when that happens?
Well, so who the hell knows what games are going to come out in 7 years, you know?
You know what it's going to be.
The one thing about it is...
What, God of War 4? Like, I don't know what's going to be.
Street Fighter. I'm fighting it. You want that feeling back. That's a memorable feeling for you, playing Street Fighter.
No. Well, if we're going to do that, I'll play some fucking Mario or something, you know, like the Origins, you know what I'm saying? But now I want to play whatever is out there now, you know, like Witcher 5 or something, you know?
You won't play Witcher 5.
Yeah, you know I'm not. You know I'm not. Yeah.
I haven't even played Witcher 3.
I haven't played The Witcher.
Okay, here's one that could happen. I mean, not could, but I mean, it's more believable than just saying no playing games. Someone says, I'll give you $1 million not to play games anymore, and they chop off your thumbs.
Whoa, fuck you.
At least one thumb. They chop off your
brain. Nah, chill. I'll be like, keep your fucking money then.
At that point, that's some Twilight Zone shit.
Yeah.
What's his name? There was a wrestler, indie wrestler from ZZW, and these dudes broke into his house and they tried to chop off his thumb, and they did. They cut half of it off. They were trying to damage his hand. But eventually, you knew this because in real life you saw it. And then in the video game, when he was put in this backyard wrestling game, you see he had half a thumb.
Shit.
They went to ultra detail.
You could not pay me any amount of money to chop off a limb. No fucking way. Not a digit. Nothing. I'm keeping my.
That's a whole different question, man.
That's a whole. Yeah, Adam, you took it to some other level. Brett, are you hearing this shit, man?
Okay, Adam. If you need a backstory, here's the deal. You meet an old man who's clearly the devil at the corner of at a dark crossroad. And he makes it.
Yeah, I would say for me, it would be the, you know.
Manny, don't cut Brett off, please.
I don't even hear fucking Brett right now.
Oh, damn. All right. That's
cool. I'll restart the shit. Do it. But yeah, I don't even hear him. Oh, Brett, can you hear Manny?
Fucking Discord.
Yeah, I can hear everybody.
I hear him too. It was just him then.
Yeah, I heard. I can hear Brett. Fine.
Okay, Manny, can you hear him now? Oh, Brett, say something, bro.
Hello. Testing.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, there we go. Okay, cool. Damn you, Discord, foiling us once again. Anyway, Brett, continue. Devil.
Just shout out, Adam. Like, the backstory is, the magic. It's magic. You make this deal with magic.
So, oh, man. What I was going to say before, for me, yeah, I'd take about a million.
Yeah, a million.
Huh. I mean, to be honest, I mean, it would be good for me. You know, it's one of the big faults of video games is the big distraction from actual artwork. So it would mean I'd be working more.
Danny, that'll be the easiest one for you. Barely play games as it is. That'll be the easiest one. You know.
Well, I mean, actually,
$1 million, you could say fuck cowboys and start your own shit like you've been wanting to. You know.
Yeah, it would be. It would mean that I wouldn't need to worry about that part of my life anymore, and I can actually do the things that I want to do as opposed to doing things
like because
I need to keep a roof over my head. What's up?
You know.
You want to be a sailor? Go travel around the world on your
boat. Fuck sailing, man. I don't want to sail around nowhere.
Fuck that. They got water out there, man. Fuck that.
No, nah, man. I don't want to get all of a sudden be lost at sea. Shit. That would suck.
What would you want to do?
What do you mean?
Like if they say there's something like this happened, you just said there's something you really want to do. What would it be? I don't know.
Yeah, create my own stuff and not have to worry about not to have to try to kill myself to keep a roof over my head, you know?
Yeah, man, that's good life.
You know, have a nice place to live and, you know, not have to rent anymore.
Maybe have a throwdown reunion.
Yeah.
Reunion in Vegas.
Yeah, well, we can actually have a maybe pay for everybody in the throwdown, the show to actually be at one place at one time for a few
weeks.
That'd
be awesome.
You know?
Well, we're doing that in 2022.
We'll hate each other and shit by the end of it.
Oh, no, we ain't staying in the same room, motherfuckers. We'll get you in your own rooms.
Like, yeah, like, no, we'll be like in, like, let's just say we live in one place for like a week or something. By the end, we'll fucking hate each other, you know?
That's not going to happen, though.
Me and you,
we lived in the same house.
So, yeah, we've done it, yeah.
You're just going to have to separate me and Adam.
Oh, shit.
Gang fight!
Yo, I remember when Manny and I we went to Atlantic City with our boy Mike and John, right? We were in this room together and they're like, yo, it's four of us and we only got two beds. What are we gonna do? And Manny and I are like, yo, you wanna share that one? Because we're used to that shit when we go to E3, you know. Yeah. These two guys are looking at each other like, yo, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do?
It's like, whatever, man. You stay on your side, and I stay on my side, and you're good.
That's it. Like, okay, usual E3 rules right now, you know.
Yeah, sometimes you get a room and you can't get two beds in. All right, so well, you just stay on that side. I stay on this side. We're good.
Yeah. Didn't John end up sleep? He slept on the couch.
He tried to sleep on the couch. It wasn't working. And
John always gets the bad end of the stick. Carlos bed. He slept on the floor.
In the meantime, I slept on my own. I'm like, it's like a fucking baby. Well, not like a baby because I was freaking hammered, but
you know, especially that first night.
What are you that scared of it? Shit.
No, he was just drunk, you know.
Yeah, man, I don't want you to touch me in the night. Yeah.
You know, but it's funny. Mike and John were like, oh, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? like these motherfuckers haven't never slept in a hotel that often. Anyway, man.
That's the life, yeah. maybe one of them said to each other, hey, I like to cuddle during the night. I just do it randomly.
All right, man. This I don't know where the fuck we went with that one. Anyway, next up, GZDR once again. All right, Game Pass is an excellent value for the consumer. Would you be in favor? He's talking about Throwdown right now. Would you be in favor of posting a chart that explains how a gamer can pay $0 to $1 a month for Game Pass, or would you consider that stealing from the developers? Listen, we said this before. We told you how you could get Game Pass for $1, but we're not gonna be saying that shit all the time. We're not gonna advertise it, you know.
Do they still do the dollar deal?
Oh yeah, they still do it. Okay. We're not gonna explain it right now, but we explained how you could do that if you wanted to.
Yeah, people also know that they're making their money. They're paid in advance a good amount. It's no different than the artists that are on Spotify.
Yeah,
they get paid a large amount up front. And then they get bonuses based off of a certain number. So say, hey, all right, we're paying you X amount of dollars for, I don't know, 2,000 downloads. And if you exceed that, you get X amount of money bonus. So that's how that works. So don't think that, oh, they just put their games up there and crossing their fingers. No, they got some money up front because they that money that people aren't
going to, the entire time
it's on there.
They probably give them a bottom line deal. You know, kind of like what they do in wrestling, where it's like they have a bottom line deal that they're going to get in this sort of contract. But if they make more, they can make more than that. That's just that, you know, if the game does well, they're making more. But yeah. I mean, yeah, I mean, the one thing though with Spotify, the deals sort of vary between people, and sometimes the independent guys, or at least on Spotify, don't make out very well. That's why you see a lot of these guys continuing, and that's also why this kind of Rona stuff has been bad for, you know, independent artists, is because on doing concerts is where they make their real money. They don't make that much money off of something like Spotify.
They got to go out there and hustle. And that's what the cool thing with Spotify, when it actually had that section where you can buy merch and then you can look at concerts. Mm-hmm. So it actually pushes you in the right direction as opposed to having to jump to other sites. But if they can't tour, they can't sell their merch. You know, at least not directly. Usually that's how it works.
But yeah, as far as Game Pass goes, I don't think of it as stealing from the developers. Granted, the developers would probably make more money through the actual sales of their own games, but they already have a lot of them have a bottom line deal, and they're, you know, it's often pretty good for them.
It's a case by case basis, because there's some developers that said they probably made more money because their game was on Game Pass. You know, so it all depends on the game. You know. Yeah. But no, in general, no, you're not stealing from developers if you're getting the games on Game Pass.
No, if you're bootlegging games, then you're actually stealing from developers.
So, Tony, if I download from a torrent and I go play, is that stealing from a developer?
Stealing, you know. All right, man, let's move on to Black Metal Gamer.
Black.
First question. Have you ever save scummed in a game? If so, what games? If you guys don't know, save scumming is basically, you know, some shit's about to go down, so you make a safe spot, right? And if you fuck up and you go back and you redo it again to get the outcome you do want. Have you done it? Of course I can't have. many times.
Yeah. I've never heard that word before.
Yeah, it's called safe scumming. Yeah. It's called safe scumming.
Like recently when I was playing Little Hope. Those have the Until Dawn games. Those you can't. That's it. Because they're like, damn, if I make this choice, my guy going to fucking die. Oh, he died. Let me go back. You can't. There's no go backs. That's it. Your guy's dead. Start over.
Yeah, that's why I don't like roguelikes. I'm like, nah, I don't like that shit. You know, like permadeath shit. I'm like, nope, fuck that.
Yeah, I did it in Ghost of Tsushima.
I've done it in a lot of games.
That one is because that one actually has two endings. So if you do... If you can actually save at the moment that you need to make a certain choice, literally have a save right at that point. So you can go and see what both endings have to offer.
Well, I'll say this much. I'm doing a review and play of a game that's unreleased, and they put you in certain points right before something big's going to happen, where you sort of in your mind think something big, and there's a save spot right there, and the little mess pops up. You should save. It's letting you know. This is the time to save if you weren't saving before.
A couple of games like more recent games actually say this is the point of no return. You should probably think about saving right now or something like that.
Yeah. It's like it questions you, and then
actually Ghost of Tsushima does it.
It does.
Yeah, like said, like right before you're going to take a really long portion of the story, it tells you, hey, if you want to continue, you know, by taking this mission, you won't be, you're going to be here for a while. So save or you just continue this later.
Brett, I'm going to guess you don't do this.
Save scum? Yeah, I've done it before.
Oh, really?
Sorry, my heater is blasting. I've done it before on games like Mass Effect where. I mean, more along with that lines of like, I just want to see what happens if I do this. So I'm going to save real quick and totally go eat a dick. That did not go well.
That's it. Reload.
All right.
I was actually surprised that Ghost of Tsushima actually let me save at the end of the game like that, though. Like, I usually most games don't like to let you save at that point, but like, you know, like there's always some sort of gate in the way, right? Oh, you can't save here. You can't save there. But for some reason, the game decides, okay, yeah, they're like, yo, no, you can save right here. So that's interesting.
Yeah. All right. I guess, we all done it. Let's just be real here. All right, next question. This one's kind of interesting. If you could have a replica of a video game house, castle, mansion, whatever, built in real life, what would it be and what part of the world would you place it in to live in?
I kind of don't want to live in a video game house because most of those places don't have fucking bathrooms. Like, I mean, look at Resident Evil 1. There's only one fucking bathroom in the whole game, and it's in the mansion on like on the first floor. So you got to go to the bathroom. If you're in the lab, you have to leave the lab, solve the puzzle, run through the freaking sewers, and do the guardhouse, and then like, oh, there you go. And it's only got one toilet, and the sink was all filled up. Oh no, there's two bathrooms in Resident Evil. Sorry. The guardhouse has one.
I don't know. I guess I'll do the.
Oh, I got mine ready.
The cyberpunk world and put it just in the middle of like fucking Nebraska or something. Just some.
So you want to live in that city?
I guess. Want to live in Night City?
Yeah, I mean, I'll visit. I'll just. We'll just have one place in the U.S. that's just fucking crazy like that. That'd be pretty cool.
My answer is kind of weird because it's an actual scientific thing that's going to happen eventually.
Oh.
I want the Citadel for massive. It's an O'Neill cylinder, basically. Mm. So I want to live in an O'Neill cylinder in orbit on Earth. That'd be fucking dope, you know?
That'd be pretty crazy.
So yeah, the Citadel for Mass Effect, aka an O'Neill cylinder.
Do you want the mass relays also?
No, because I'm just one structure. You can't live on a mass relay. You know, got to be some place where you can live. You can live on a Citadel. You know. What about you, Adam?
It wouldn't even be that far. It was FIFA. In FIFA, he plays Alex Hunter. He has his story mode, and he lives in this awesome apartment. Huge screen, nice big space, a balcony down in North London. It was beautiful. So I was like, damn, I loved it. Every time I would go into the house area there, his apartment, I was like, shit, walk around. I'm like, this is dope. I was like, yeah, that's where I would like to live. So,
I thought Adam was going to say, yeah, I want the fucking the soccer court from FIFA and put it in my backyard.
He has his apartment.
Honorable mention to Lara Croft's mansion. That'd be pretty fucking dope, please.
There was nothing around. It was
no. There's open. A whole big gym set and shit.
Which version of it? If you're talking the PlayStation one, that one was pretty.
No. I'm talking about the latest one from the newer games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one's pretty dope. But the one from Underworld was pretty good too. The game before they remade them. Yeah. That one was good too because every game she kind of gets it's the same mansion, but it's always reiterated. You know. Okay.
With the butler that you can bug.
Yes, gotta have the butler. Gotta have the butler. I'm really surprised
that, and probably Chris would have been the only one to say it would be the apartment from GTA with the high rise. Because I mean, he put a lot.
Adam, that's my third runner up. That's actually the first one I came to my head. I was like, Tony, get more imaginative, man. Mm-hmm. The one in downtown LA, hell yeah, man.
Yeah, that was
dope. Mm-hmm. Manny, what about you? Video game? Oh, you said you don't really care about that.
No, right? I don't. I wouldn't want to live in a video game.
Because no bathrooms, right?
There's no bathrooms, and they're usually not designed very well. They're usually like, true. Okay. They're not really designed. They're designed to be game levels, more game levels than actual places to be.
Yeah,
there's
only. You don't want to live in a castle from Bloodstained.
No, like if you think about it, like in Bloodstained, in order to climb the steps, you need to jump over some steps.
Yes.
Castles were hard to live in. And people did it. And it's just, I've been in tours of castles and to find their commode area that's in there, it was fucking horrible. Everything was horrible. Always cold.
And that was high living back then.
Yeah, you know? That was high living.
All right. Brian, man, what about you?
I'm kind of with Manny on this one. Like most game world is just not places that I want to be at.
All right. Brett.
I'd like my own Fallout ball.
Oh, whoa!
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool, actually. That would be pretty cool.
Brett, I like your answer.
I like that answer too, man. If
you
look
by yourself and you hear noises, you'd be freaking out. Like that movie, The Bunker. Well, the game, The Bunker. It was like that. He had his own little thing, and he was the only one there. And every time he heard something, he freaked out.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's move on. Next question is from another one from Lego Bro. Oh boy.
What's he going? What's going on?
All right. I'm going to trust you guys to use discretion on this one. Since it is election season, what political game is your favorite?
Democracy.
Game?
The theme? You saw that one? I couldn't touch it, but there is a game that's out dedicated to just the whole process.
I am Jesus Christ.
Is that a game?
Yeah.
And is that your favorite?
I was a joke.
Okay.
I don't even know if it's political per se.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I can't think of it. Like, I don't think I played political games.
That sounds like
Papers, Please. I don't really play games like that, you know? I know some guys going to go, Tony, you love Metal Gear. That's not political. That's just a fucking action thing, you know? They're just using like politics as a dressing, but it's not a political game, you know?
If you have to kill a world leader to alter things, then it gets political. Like Call of Duty, you do a lot of that.
See, the thing is, like, when I think of political, I think of like actual real world shit, you know? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm fighting that would make Metal Gear Solid 2 a political game because your last boss is the fucking president, you know?
Well, Black Ops should have real people.
Barry brings up a good point. Like, for example, Mother Russia Bleeds. Like,
oh yeah,
those games, awesome. The Call of Duty games are kind of political because if you think about it, they're pro America. You know, they're anti communist in a lot of those games.
Yeah, you can see it like that, I guess.
I don't think of them politically because we all kind of agree on those kinds.
Yeah,
of
it's things. Like America, motherfucker. You know. I get. You know what? I'm just gonna take the easy answer, even though I don't think they're political games. I'm just gonna go with Metal Gear. Because they do have political undertones in them.
Yeah.
But there you go. What about the rest of you guys?
I mean, the Call of Duty games are pretty political.
Yeah. Call of Duty.
So I'll go with that.
Yeah.
All right. Brian?
Ooh, I kind of have two answers for this. One, because I've not put enough time in it to, like, truly have that much fun. Which is the Tropico games. So with
those are political, Tropico, yeah.
You literally play as a dictator, just being an asshole if you want to, and all stuff. And the other game, and this is the part of the show where Brian makes Tony mad. Metal Gear Rising.
Yeah, because it has a president in it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That game was one of those politician.
Shit, Tony, we played one recently.
Which one? Division.
Do you think it's the president? There was a mission where we had to go and get him.
But that's what I'm saying. To me, I'm like, just because it has a president doesn't make it political, you know?
We are picking a side. We have an agenda.
I don't know. I don't really consider that political.
Because we're supposed to be freedom fighters, if you think about it. But then, no, we're activated. We are sleeper agents that activate to go in and pick a side, which is to protect the president or go against the president, depending on the group.
Yeah. I don't know, so it's a weird question.
But there are some games that are just boring political. There's this one, Democracy or something like that, and it's out on Steam now. And that's all it is. It's just politics.
Yeah. There are games that are full-on political. Yeah. Brett, do you have anything, man?
Not off the top of my head.
Yeah. I'm not really
particularly like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say. Go ahead.
Bioshock. Yeah. But.
I guess.
Think of Bioshock, in a good way instead of a ham-fisting way.
Even I don't consider Bioshock political either.
It does have political undertones.
Yeah, but I'll accept it, you know, because it's a tough question for sure.
Man, I don't know.
Yeah, good question though, man. All right, and the very last one of the night from Mr. Bob Hits Again. Now, this one, I was talking to Manny earlier. I think we've answered this before.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we could give a truncated version of it. What steps could Sega have taken in the past for it to continue making new consoles to the present day? Again, I think we answered this before.
Yeah, maybe we talked about the 32X and all that other stuff that happened.
Yeah, I was going to say, their time was done, man. Sega, and you guys know me, I fucking love Sega, right?
If they would have listened to Sega America and made those choices.
That would have helped. That would have helped for sure.
Definitely helped, and they wouldn't have rushed all these other bullshit consoles.
The thing with Sega is they came from an era where, and Sega perpetuated this, obviously, very arcade focused, right? But as the 90s went on, arcade came out of fashion and all that. But no, Adam, I agree. If they had listened to Sega of America, they could have been more viable, you know, at least longer, you know? Actually, you know what? If they would have kept Tom Clancy, he wouldn't have made blunders like that, you know?
If that would have happened, I don't think we would have had a PlayStation.
No, you're right. You know what we probably would have happened, Adam? We would have had a Sega PlayStation. That's what we would have had, which is the best of both worlds, you know?
That worked, it would have been a Sega, just like how we have like the 3DO and I had Pioneer and Gold Star. It would have been like that. It would have been Sega, but done created by Sony.
Sony, yeah, it would have been a Sega PlayStation. That would be fucking dope. You know, again, we're talking like I'm pretty sure we answered this before, bro.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I think that's gonna do it for us. So yes, again, next gen November people, new contest running for the entire month. So every single week of November, we're going to be giving away a free next gen game. If you want to answer, head over to our Twitter at Throwdown Show. It's a pinned tweet. All you got to do is literally reply to it with the hashtag TD Next Gen November. We're going to grab somebody at random and announce one every single week. The first three Thursdays of the month, and then the last Wednesday of the month. That's when we're going to announce people. But obviously, check our Twitter for updates and all that other stuff. Contest is worldwide. Doesn't matter where you are, we got you. And what's the other typical question we always get with these contests? Carlos, I'm forgetting it off the top of my head.
What was the question again? Sorry.
No, what is it? One of the things we always get asked about these contests is a worldwide, and there's another one.
It's worldwide. Is there free shipping? And
contest ends every single Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. Yes. That's the cutoff for that particular that we re-roll again. We only need to apply once. Just reply one time. That's it. You don't need to do it. If you don't win the first time, you may have a chance to win again three other times. You only need to apply once, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So go ahead.
Yeah. So you don't need to keep, you know, every single time we choose at random, you don't need to resubmit to be put on the list. You're already on the list. We're just removing the name of the person who won.
Yeah. So basically everybody has four chances to win, you know, which is pretty cool. Which is pretty damn cool. And yeah, that's going to do it for us, man. So thank you for watching and listening. Follow us on Twitch and Twitter. Subscribe to us on YouTube and join our Discord. You can follow us on any podcast app by searching for Throwdown Show. And you can visit throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. Links are located in the description below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys.
Oh, Chris isn't here. I almost forgot about that. Carlos Romero.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Brett Murdoch.
Some real people.
Adam Vale.
I'm currently playing my game of the year.
Oh, shit. We will talk about that.
You're reviewing Pug Snacks?
Oh, spoilers. Shut up.
I already know what Adam's talking about. And Brian Mangioma.
I love seeing just how many games have been delayed from December because they're scared of Cyberpunk. It's so funny.
All right, guys. We'll see you on Thursday. Later.
Later.
Tuesdays.